The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What you missed on Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey.
Career Crossroads time here on Weekend Mornings with me, Jason Dacey. I'd like to welcome back Adrian Chu, the Master Career Coach and the founder at Career Agility International.
Good morning, Jason. Happy to be here again.
Good to see you, Adrian. I really like the topic this week because this is very, very important. Five people you need in your inner circle at work. Five people that you need around yourself to succeed, to have a happy work life, to go day to day, but also strategically to build your career.
Yeah, you know, as they say, no man is an island, right? So you have to have a good team around you, a good team with you together and backing you up all the way.
Yeah, exactly right. So as normal, you've done your 5 points, and I really like these five points. The first one is the cheerleader, someone who's going to encourage you and keep you going even when things aren't heading in the right direction. We all know about cheerleaders in sports teams. What about the cheerleader in the office?
Well, I think sometimes when you have, especially when you have long drawn projects that take a long time, and sometimes these projects don't really, you can't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. So you need someone to come up to you and just say, come on, hang in there, you know, you can do it. What do you need? I'll help you. Sometimes they don't even need to tell you anything, but just walking by you, a pat on the shoulder and say, just keep going. You know,
yeah,
it's just good enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It really is helpful to have someone with a very uplifting and cheerful energy who kind of can give a positive lens on the situation.
Yeah, that's right. So just a little bit of encouragement goes a long way. And on the flip side, you know, you should also be a cheerleader for the rest of the team as well.
Exactly. What goes around comes around, right? You've got to give and take. All right. Point number two, the bigwig. He's the sponsor. He or she is the sponsor who is able to give you direction and help you influence others you haven't got any influence over yet.
Yeah, because a lot of times the projects which you do may be a bit bigger or a lot bigger than what your own sphere of influence is. So a lot of times it's good to have a sponsor. Or in my old days when we were in Shell, we used to call it to have air cover coming in. So someone who's a lot
more senior,
has a lot more influence. And these guys can come in and help move things that you can't move because you're either not senior enough or you don't have a direct influence over. So you need someone who's going to come in there and say, hey, if you hit a roadblock, you're able to go up to him and say, look, I can't help. I can't move this. What do you advise me to do? And he'll say, okay, come, let me show you how, or let me do it for you.
And this isn't necessarily the boss, right? The manager.
Yeah, correct. It could be someone else from another division. But hopefully it's someone in the organization who's able to have the kind of pull. And your projects will definitely go a lot smoother.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When I was a young journalist, in the Sydney Morning Herald many years ago, I would sometimes be, you know, assigned a story, or I'd stumble across a big story. And sometimes, you know, for a teenage journalist, it's too much to handle. And they bring in a senior journalist who, you know, and there was one guy called Ben Sandilands. He actually passed away a year or two ago. And he was someone that would come in sometimes. And he was about 40 years old, which seemed extremely old when you're 18. And he would come in and he would like just have that seniority, and he'd help me, and he'd sometimes we'd write together. And really, it was a fantastic thing.
Yeah, correct. Which leads on to the third group, which is the hidden mentors.
Yes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the hidden mentors are those that are people who are in your inner circle or even outside your sphere of influence as well. But these are the guys who are at the top of the game, and there's lots which you can learn from. So these are not your official mentors per se, but you know, you're observing how they manage their business, how they go about doing stuff, and you learn from them, even if it's just by osmosis, just passive observation.
Yeah, that's a very good point, that you can actually learn and follow what people are doing that you really admire.
Yeah.
People who are successful, and they, as you say, don't even know that you're observing them.
One of the things which I found most amazing, and I've learned the most about observing hidden mentors was actually executive presence. So there are some people in the organization where just by how they move and how they speak and how they react to crisis, to senior management even, It's just worth observing and seeing sharks. I want to be like him when I grow up.
Yeah, look, I can totally relate to that. And I've followed people in media that I've really admired, you know, whether it's the way that they present themselves on camera or whether it's the way they organize stuff off camera or behind the scenes. You can learn a lot from people with a lot of experience.
Yeah, yeah. And as I said earlier, you know, we don't really need to tell them that, hey, you're my mentor, but we just observe how they do it, we learn, and we get a lot better from it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, talking to Adrian Chu, Master Career Coach, with five people you need in your inner circle at work. Okay, the person number four is the accountability buddy, someone you can count on to tell you when you're going right and what you're doing wrong, someone who can keep you accountable to your promises and your goals.
Yeah. So what I found useful is to have someone in the organization whom I keep all my goals and I share my goals with, even for projects which I'm running. I say, okay, by this date, we need to have that. And he checks in on me. Mm-hmm. And I literally explain why I've hit it, how I've hit it, what I've been doing right. And if I've not been doing it right, you know, he's going to give me some tough love and tell me, look, you got to do this. You're too soft with that guy. So stuff like that. So you need someone who's going to have not rose-tinted glasses, but just call it as it is and tell you.
Sometimes you need to be told that you messed up here or this wasn't great. You need to do better, right?
Yeah, correct. So having an accountability buddy is a good thing because it gives you an unfiltered response. And you can learn from it rather than just have nice words whispered in your ear all the time.
Yeah. Look, I had someone like that in a recent job that I had in a different department who would tell me, hey, you got to connect to these coworkers around you. And it was a completely different department, but someone I could use as a sounding board. And they would come up with some fantastic insights that I didn't see.
Yeah. In fact, I have a client of mine. He was telling me that his accountability buddy was someone in his department who didn't like him. So he would deliberately tell that guy, tell out that, hey, I'm going to hit X percent market share by this date. And he knows that, oh, I've committed to that. I have to be accountable for it, like it or not. So so the accountability buddy doesn't really need to be a buddy per se. It could be someone who you just nailed the target on and you have to deliver. Otherwise, he's going to come and get you.
Okay. So the fifth person is the go-to guy or girl. Of course, the admin support is always needed for success. Treat them nice and never forget the little people who help you on the way up the ladder.
Yeah. You know, for folks like you and I mean, we are senior enough and a lot of times we aren't very good with the admin or even sometimes the operational support.
Exactly,
and sometimes when we are good at it, we take too much of it and we end up being too operational. Mm. Like if you're having an event, we end up moving the seats and everything and moving the chairs and everything. And we need someone whom we can just trust.
Yes.
To handle the operations, logistics.
Yeah, always be good to the person who's moving up too, because they may be your boss one day, right?
Yes, correct. And these guys, the little people who are cheering you on the way up, if you're a really nasty guy, on your way down, they'll be cheering you as well. So you've got to be nice to them.
I'll tell you a quick story on this, because as I mentioned, I started my career at the Sydney Morning Herald, a famous newspaper in my hometown of Sydney, Australia. And I was doing crime reporting early on. And there was something called the police rounds room where we would listen to the police radios and the ambulance and the fire engines. And there'd be a young guy or girl sitting there and taking down notes, listening to the calls from the police. You know, we're now heading to this job or whatever.
Wow.
So one of the young guys was called Larry. And he was, he was a surfing guy from Bondi, the beachside suburb in Sydney. You know, you could tell that he was going to go places. He was so helpful. And of course, we were nice to him because he was good. All right. Fast forward about 40 years. He is now a massive celebrity in Australia, a game show host. His name's Larry Emder. He's very wealthy. He's one of the richest entertainers around. He's got a huge palatial home. And this was the kid as a teenager who sat in the police rounds room listening to the police radios. And of course, look, I don't really need anything from him, but it would be nice one day to cross paths with him again and say, hey, listen, Larry, can I come to your house for a barbecue?
Can I send you my CV?
he's a good guy. And I don't think I've ever seen him since he became famous, but he is an example of someone that is now very influential in the media scene. And you know early on, don't you, when you see people coming up, you usually know who's going to be successful and who's not going to be successful.
Yeah. And I have a policy, a personal policy of mine, which is be nice to everyone.
Yeah, even a coffee lady. What do you got to lose? Yeah.
It's nice. My dad, he used to tell me when I was a kid, he says, being polite, being courteous, being respectful doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost you anything.
And it
always comes back to you in a positive way. You know, sometimes we're having a bad day and we're down on ourselves, or, you know, we haven't closed the deal, we haven't reached those targets that you were speaking about earlier. But doesn't achieve anything by taking it out on anyone else, right?
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, even for my kids, they are well trained enough now that even when the cleaner auntie cleans the table at the hawker center, they say thank you, auntie. And I think that's the right type of approach that we want to have with our kids and in our life.
100%. Okay, let's just recap the five people you need in your inner circle at work, according to Adrian Chu, Master Career Coach: the cheerleader, the bigwig, the hidden mentors, the accountability buddy, and the go-to guy or gal. For the moment, thank you, Adrian. We're going to have more after the break when we talk more about this, but also share some great war stories. Stay with us here on Money FM 89.3.